If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good and you?
Excellent, thank you. All right, this morning I wanted to chat to you about renewable energy, going off the grid, both for businesses and home. Where are we in South Africa with regard to renewable energy?
Well, I'd like to hope that we power this, but it's been pretty good of late. So we're not entirely powerless. The challenge that we all have is that globally, there's a move to renewables and energy that's perhaps not fossil fuel based and a lot less polluting. And locally, the cost of power has absolutely skyrocketed. The average home has had a 500% increase in power costs over the last couple of years. And I must tell you, I don't know about your salary, but mine certainly hasn't increased by 500% over the last 10 years, never mind. It's a real challenge. We used to have pretty cheap energy. We've got great weather, which helps. And now we're sitting in a situation where the supply has been erratic and the cost has become prohibitive. Now, what has happened at the same time globally is the cost of solar cells, the cost of batteries, inverters, and all the other technical stuff that you need to make a solar power system work have dropped dramatically. The efficiencies have gone up. They're 25% or more. And overall, I was doing some research a while back. You can get a really substantial home powering, the average smaller home powering setup, for anywhere from 100,000 rand installed up to 200,000 rand, depending on your requirements. And that sounds like a lot of money. But when a house is spending anywhere up to 5,000 rand a month on electricity, and every year it goes up, and it just went up in July in Johannesburg, it starts looking a lot more attractive, especially in the context of what an average home costs, which is in the 1 million to 2 million rand range. So I think we are starting to hit a point where we are getting close to that inflection sort of point in the cost versus the benefit, where it actually makes sense for most homes. And this is what is actually interesting, which has been in the news of late in the last couple of days, is most businesses, smaller businesses, could actually benefit from switching to solar power. And the reason I say that is that in 2016, and this is crazy, it's not something I knew and most people don't know, the government gave a tax break to anyone who installs less than a megawatt of power generating system. And basically, to cut a long story short, it's very simple. You can deduct the full cost of that installation against your profits in the year it's done. So if it cost you 100,000 rand and you made 100,000 rand profit, you pay no tax, which could result in a saving of up to 28% for your small business. And it really gets interesting if your business operates from home. So there's a little wrinkle that people need to think about.
Absolutely. But I had no idea.
There's no question that renewable energy is coming to the forefront. And a home installation with round about 3 kilowatts of power with battery backups can pretty much take you almost completely off the grid, can drop your costs down to a couple of hundred rand a month. And if you go prepaid, then basically you control how much you use. You only pay for what you use, plus a small connection fee and all the rest of going prepaid. So I think this is really, from a technology point of view, it's really a time that people should look very carefully at the option of going off the grid. And if you're a small business or even a medium to large business, 1 gigawatt of power is a lot. A megawatt. It's 1 gigawatt. Less than that, you can deduct 100% in the first year. Over that, you've got to apply to NERSA, which is another story, and you can write your investment off over 3 years. So even so, the whole idea of going off grid, being somewhat independent of our ever fluctuating Eskom supply, has probably never been more attractive. There's tons of guys doing it, and the prices are really competitive. And the products used, the batteries, the inverters, and the solar panels, have become such a commodity that the prices, just even with a weak rand right now, have become really, really, really reasonable. So something that I think all of us, especially those of us who love our gadgets and like to watch TV when there's no power and whatnot, makes a lot of sense to look at seriously going off grid especially in sunny South Africa. And
yeah, I was just going to say, it really makes no sense that we're not further along in this field. We've got almost every natural resource here in terms of renewable energy. We've got the sea, I know, which of course is being used in some countries. We've got wind in many parts of the country. We've got sun almost all year round, even in winter in this part of the world. So it's a complete absurdity, really, that we haven't done that we haven't developed this further. I guess it's just part of the one of the challenges of being South African. But the fact that there are these tax incentives, at least for businesses, and there's an incentive that does make a big difference. In fact, I read something recently which was fascinating for me, and that is a study around the Rohingya Muslims that were fleeing for their lives. And what was the one commodity or the one item that they made sure that they brought with them were solar panels. They brought them, no matter what they did, what they didn't take or what they left behind, they took solar panels because that ensured that they had communication for their phones. They had a way to heat water, perhaps, or a bottle for a child.
It provided basic cooking.
It provided light, the ability to power light. And you compare that to refugees in the mid 20th century, let's say fleeing Europe or wherever that would be. They took gold, jewelry, etc. with them. Today, it's all about energy.
Well, think about that. We live in a connected world. If you cannot power your phone, you're uncontactable. A ton of services, even in places like South Africa, are just not available to you without some form of connectivity. You can't communicate. So we live in a world that depends heavily on power. And what technology has done has brought the ability to generate that power everywhere and at prices and costs that suddenly become hugely attractive. So this whole old style generation of a massive grid with heavy duty coal or even nuclear power base stations, maybe if I was running a aluminium smelter, I'd need something like that. But anything below these massive electricity energy intensive industries can pretty much run on very economical, very easy to use solar or renewable power. And I think we are seeing a massive shift in that regard. We're starting to see it happen more and more. Cape Town apparently have now started a new system where you can sell excess energy back into the grid. So we're starting to see the grassroots of a smart power system coming around. And just the fact that you've got lights today that use a tenth of the energy that they used to use, you've got such efficient platforms and processes that can utilize that energy smartly. So there's actually no excuse. I believe that no home should be built today without renewable energy as part of its mix. You know, you put in geysers, you put in electricity, put in solar power, and see how that changes the way that we operate. Certainly, it would certainly remove a massive amount of demand from Eskom, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but it certainly make your life a lot easier.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it, Stephen Ambrose. Thank you as always.